Ross Baker, you've studied Congress. Harry Reid is leaving. Chuck Schumer, senator from New York, is moving up. What do you make of that situation?
They're very different people, Alan. I can tell you that from long experience and lengthy observation. One of the remarkable things about Harry Reid is that most Democrats can't figure out why he's the Democratic leader.
Mm.
He's not exactly a prepossessing person. He's not a good speaker. In fact, he once told me, he said, confidentially, he said, "I'm not William Jennings Bryan." Well, that's an understatement. He is very soft-spoken. Sometimes you can barely hear him. Chuck Schumer, on the other hand, is probably one of the most vocal members of the United States Senate. Mm. You can count on, if you live in the New York City media market, you can count on the fact that every Sunday there will be a Chuck Schumer news conference. Sunday's a bad day for news, and Schumer is always out there with some kind of press release. He is a very different kind of person from Harry Reid. The thing that I think the people outside the Senate don't appreciate about Harry Reid is that he's just a really good listener. And that's really what senators want in a leader. He's very good at kind of turning off his own mouth and listening to other senators complain or ask for things and so on. And he is extremely, extremely skillful at pressing people's buttons, the right ones. So Schumer is sort of over the top. Reid is very understated. And it's going to be interesting to see how Schumer makes the transition, because I think that the qualities that Reid has are qualities that the that Democratic senators really like. And I think for Schumer as leader, I think the jury is very much out, and I think it's going to be a while before Democratic senators decide whether he's their man or not.
He knows how to raise money, Schumer. He's here. We've interviewed him many, many times here. He knows how to raise money, and he's got a terrific sense of humor. And I think that that says something about his ability. But a lot of people in that Senate are grateful to him for what he's been able to do for them. But I want to ask you whether or not you see a chance that the Senate will go Democratic this time out.
I think there's a very good chance. And, of course, this is very much contingent upon who the Republicans nominate. If the Republicans were to nominate someone who was clearly on the extreme wing of the party, I think it would be almost a guaranteed Democratic takeover. People like Senator Mark Kirk from Illinois, or Senator Rob Portman from Ohio, Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire, all have very, very strong challenges facing them. Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, is being challenged by Russ Feingold, the man who he actually defeated in 2010. So not only would it be a good year in terms for the Democrats, in terms of a weak Republican at the head of the ticket, but also the fact that Democrats have managed to recruit some pretty strong challengers. It just takes a turnover of four seats for the Democrats to be in a position whereby a Democratic vice president would have the tie-breaking vote.
Well, is the fact that Hillary runs, she's certainly going to be popular with the independents, who remember Bill fondly, I think. And she brings a lot of Democrats out who might not ordinarily show up. Yes?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, Bernie Sanders has improbably has done better than anybody would ever have anticipated.
Sure.
Because he has a constituency and was able to develop a constituency in the Democratic Party. Yeah, I think in certain quarters, Hillary Clinton, is popular. And if it comes down to a choice between Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz or Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I mean, I think most Democrats would come out and vote enthusiastically for Hillary Clinton. But in a certain way, I think they'd be resentful that they really weren't given a choice.
Mm.
Hillary has really basically stage managed the Democratic nomination process. The small number of debates, the fact that they take place on Saturday night, is really a setting in which a challenger really doesn't have an opportunity to really make a splash in front of a big audience. So I think there's a certain amount of resentment to that. And the other thing, of course, is that that Hillary is just a little bit too friendly with Wall Street. In a sense, it's kind of Schumer's problem. You know, being a New York senator, you have to be friendly with Wall Street. And, of course, you know, Wall Street's an enormous source of political money, as you pointed out. I mean, Chuck Schumer's rise in the Senate is largely due to his being the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Democratic Senate Campaign Committee and just raising scads of money for Democratic candidates. Hillary presumably would be able to do the same thing.
When you look at vice presidential possibilities, what do you got?
Wow. Well, I mean, I think that clearly in the case of a Republican like Cruz or even Trump, you know, you'd have to have somebody who's going to give the ticket a little bit of balance. I personally don't think the vice presidential running mate is that important. I think people really do focus on the person at the top of the ticket.
Do you think a Kasich who could deliver Ohio perhaps would be a possibility?
Well, I mean, I don't think Kasich could deliver Ohio if either Trump or Cruz were the nominees.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this business about delivering, I think, is sort of a thing of the past. You know, Barack Obama could have chosen any number of people. He chose Joe Biden from Delaware, which is a small population state and a Democratic state. So I think that, you know, in a national media market, I think they're really going to go after the personality, the person who is able to work well with the presidential nominee.
Yes, but who do you like on the Democratic side? The Castro brothers?
Well, that's certainly a possibility, and Hillary has certainly made a big effort to try to appeal to Latinos. And, you know, there's certainly, you know, a large number of Hispanic members of the House of Representatives who would be good choices. On the other hand, I think that it might be a little bit too much of a pander.
Really? How about Cory? Well, then, along the same lines, what about Cory Booker?
Now, that's a different story. I think Cory Booker would be, and I'm speaking now not only as a political scientist, but as a New Jerseyan.
Sure.
And that is, I think Booker would be an inspired choice. I think it's just the kind of thing he loves. He'd be, in some ways, a younger Joe Biden. Smart, enthusiastic, really very willing to take on a lot of tough jobs and so on. He'd be at the top of my list if Hillary were.
And also, we have learned from—I'm sorry for interrupting—but we've learned from Barack Obama that it's essential to get people of color to the polls.
Absolutely, absolutely. He would, you know. Hillary is popular among African-American voters, but there's no question but that, you know, kind of ethnic identity really does play a very big role. We've known this since the days of Al Smith, who was so good at bringing Irish Catholics into the Democratic Party, and John F. Kennedy in keeping them for a time in the Democratic Party. So, yeah, the kind of one of our guys' attitude is really important.
Professor Ross Baker, distinguished professor of political science at Rutgers University, and a guy who has been everywhere. I can't even begin to talk about all the things you've done, Ross, but thank you so much for being with us. And when we come back the next time, we'll have something else to talk about.
It's always a pleasure, Alan. Thanks for asking me.